This WBEZ podcast is supported by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide is a topic that hides in the shadows. It's time we talk away the dark, learn how to spot the warning signs for suicide, and how you can have an open, caring, real conversation to help save lives. Visit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to watch the new short film and learn more at afsp.org/talkawaythedark. This WBEZ podcast is supported by Ravinia, with over 100 concerts under the stars this summer, including Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello, Nora Jones with special guest Mavis Staples, The Beach Boys with special guest John Stamos, Shaggy and TLC, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and more. Their 30-acre park is nestled in a gently wooded area. Bring your own picnic or eat at one of the park restaurants. Tickets available now only at ravinia.org.
Hyde Park's Promontory Point is now an official Chicago landmark. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The Point, as it's often called, is a man-made peninsula jutting into Lake Michigan. It provides spectacular views and is beloved by residents of surrounding neighborhoods and beyond. Advocates have been pushing to preserve the park's limestone steps, fountains, pathways, and pavilion since the early 2000s. So what does the new designation mean for the area? We're speaking with Ward Miller, Executive Director of Preservation Chicago, and 5th Ward Alderman-elect Desmond Yancey. Starting May 15th, he'll be representing parts of Hyde Park, Woodlawn, and South Shore in City Council. What was your reaction to the news yesterday, Ward?
Oh, fabulous news. You know, we've been working towards this goal with so many community partners on the South Side and the South Side communities around Hyde Park and South Shore, the Promontory Point Conservancy. And this has been a two-decade effort, and we're now landmarked, and that's really fabulous news.
Long time coming. Your thoughts, Desmond?
Yeah, I share those same thoughts. You know, just having been a fan of the Point since 1985 and just had a number of fond memories there and just excited about, you know, where we go from here, particularly with the community's work over the last 20 years finally coming to fruition.
So that we understand, Ward, what does this designation mean exactly?
This designation brings about all sorts of protections to this really special place on Chicago's South Side. It will encourage a Secretary of the Interior standards for restoration of the revetments. Those are the limestone steps versus that sort of, you know, terrible concrete step that you see everywhere throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it also encourages preservation of the Alfred Caldwell landscape. Alfred Caldwell was a really noted landscape architect. Ironically, also one of my professors when I studied architecture at IIT. But we're really excited about the whole process, the Buxbaum Fieldhouse building
mm-hmm.
there, and all the landscape and the revetments will be preserved.
Yeah, well, you know, dig in a little bit more, because I know you grew up in Hyde Park, Ward, and you've seen the conservation efforts over the decades. Give us just a brief history of how we got here from the Save the Point campaign of 2000.
You know, a lot of promises made by a lot of people over time, and even conversations with former President Barack Obama when he was a community organizer. And it really preserved the Point to this this particular moment in time. But, you know, it's really time to address some of the revetment issues, the repairs that are needed,
mm-hmm.
but to do them sensitively so that we don't disturb, this incredible an incredible landscape in Chicago, this incredible feature on the lakefront.
Sure. Yeah. Anything you want to add, Desmond, about how we got here?
Just the hard work of folks in the community. And you know, as a former community organizer, now turned elected official, I know the power of community and what it can bring about. And I'm just really excited about the moment and also hopeful that the city is willing to hear and respect the thoughts of the folks who have done this work for such a long time. And, you know, to Ward's point, making sure that it preserves the character of this beautiful feature and doesn't work to diminish it in the name of, you know, cost-saving efforts or some other criteria which they use to dilute the work that people have done.
Desmond, tell us more about what the Point means to you personally.
So I'm a Kenwood Academy alumni, so I spent a lot of time there, you know, in high school and just through my life over the last 35 years, the Point has just been a place of reflection, a place of exercise, and really just one of the most beautiful things about the Fifth Ward. And, you know, just brings so much any time of the year. It's just an amazing place to be. It's a great place for families. And also just tells a great story of the South Side and Chicago. When I think about the fire pits and what that, the story behind the fire pits and how it's representative of the nation tribes that were here long before we got here. And, you know, even its story in protecting our country with, and Ward, you could probably speak better to this than I can, but I believe it was a radio tower or some connection to missile silos in Jackson Park that were also there at the Point. Having been, you know, visiting that area for such a long time, these are things that I found out over the last couple of years as I paid more attention to the Promontory Point Conservancy efforts. And so when we think about the story that we want to tell about what this feature means to the community, I think we should tell a much more full story so that people can have a much better understanding of why this effort has been so important.
Yeah. Ward, I saw you nodding along there.
Oh, I agree with the elect alderman, newly elected alderman. This is really a fabulous place in Chicago. We want to see these places restored and kept special as they are in spirit and in design. And we even have an idea to make the entire Chicago lakefront a national park, which we feel that would preserve more of these special sites.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I want you to talk us through the process. I mean, how does a building or a park become an official landmark?
Well, in this particular case, it's really community organizing and bringing the attention to the city of Chicago. And then there's a multi-step process where things are brought into a preliminary landmarks state. There's reports from the department, but, you know, it's really, and then it goes through a process towards final completion and if you will, made an official Chicago landmark by the Chicago City Council, mm-hmm. all the council members voting, basically all the aldermen voting in support. But this is a very long process, and I have to tell you, it's so important to have our elected officials, like our aldermen, like our state senators, like our Congress people involved, and they were all very much involved in this effort. And there's so many thank yous out here. I couldn't even begin.
Yeah, we had to mention outgoing Alderman Hairston. Right?
Yes, yes, she's been phenomenal. And Robin Kelly, Congresswoman Robin Kelly, mm-hmm. and the list goes on. Senator Peters from the state of Illinois. Just an incredible volume of people that have been on this effort for more than 20 years.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. As of yesterday, Hyde Park's Promontory Point is now a Chicago landmark. Advocates have been working to preserve the area for over two decades. We're talking now with 5th Ward Alderman-elect Desmond Yancey and Ward Miller of Preservation Chicago. Desmond, tell us a bit more about what you're hearing from community members about the Promontory Point decision. What were the conversations like ahead of the vote?
Well, ahead of the vote, there was concern about if this was actually going to happen. I think there have been fits and starts for a while. And, you know, again, to Ward's point, unmet promises. And so there was a question about if this was really going to happen. And then the secondary question about if it happens, is it going to happen the way that the community has demanded, or is it going to happen in a way that is less aligned with community values? And, you know, I think there's still work to be done with this new incoming administration to make sure that community needs are met. But we've also got an administration that seems to be, you know, at this point amenable to, you know, community and understands the power that people hold, that community members hold, and use that to transform their neighborhoods. As we think about not just a Point over the next 4 years, but just an amazing opportunity for this council to make sure that we're creating a city, a world-class city, mm-hmm. The world-class city that we have, that we're able to show it, and so that it stands up against any other city in this world.
Well, you know, soon you will be taking the reins in the 5th Ward, right? So talk to us about your plans to just make sure that the Point continues to be protected.
Well, just to follow in the steps of my predecessor, outgoing Alderwoman Hairston, is to lean into the community and make sure that they know that I'm an advocate and will work and fight to support their will. Been having some conversations up to the election with various stakeholders around our parks and around the community, and look forward to having more of those conversations. Taking a moment, hopefully, to celebrate this great victory, but then getting right back to work to ensure that, as I mentioned earlier, that the plan that the community has presented is the one that shows up at the end.
As we've mentioned a number of times now, Alderwoman Leslie Harrison being so instrumental in securing this designation, what do you think it means for her legacy, Desmond?
I think it's the capstone, right? This was an issue that came about shortly after she entered office. And you know, she, too, is a lifelong resident of the ward. And I would have to believe has had some fond memories of the point and understands how important it is to the Hyde Park and Hyde Park community at South Shore by relation. And in the last conversation we had with about this was before the vote yesterday, but she talked about her legacy and how this is one of the last thing on her box, or last thing on her sheet that she wanted to get checked off. So
yeah.
I'm grateful that the council was able to deliver that for her at her last city council meeting.
So, Ward, what is next for Preservation Chicago in regards to the point?
Well, we want to make sure that we're part of the Army Corps of Engineers meetings that are ongoing. Any type of drawings and proposals we'd like to see the community be a part of in the Promontory Point Conservancy, along with Alderman-elect Yancey. And we want to very much be a part of this whole process. It's a first step, if you will. Towards a really wonderful outcome, or what could be a wonderful outcome.
Yeah, I mean, because mission accomplished on one hand, but there's still work to do.
The work just begins, actually, Sasha.
Yeah. Earlier in the show, we talked about places for teens to congregate. We talked about programs for them in the city as well. So this, in light of teens damaging property and being arrested in the Loop last weekend, Promontory Point, we know, is a major meeting place for folks. It's beautiful. It's just a great space. And this is for people of all ages attracted to this area. So how do we ensure public spaces are meeting the needs of the community, including young people, Desmond?
I think it starts with outreach of the community to find out how the spaces should be utilized. During the campaign, I spoke with a number of folks who felt like, you know, who agreed with me that our parks were underutilized but weren't sure how we use it. And we think about a place as big as the Promontory Point is, there are just a lot of ways we can engage young people. But too often when we have this conversation about how we can support them, keep them safe, and give them, you know, culturally rich activities, we tend to exclude them from the conversation. So as I think about my work in the Fifth Ward, it is, you know, bringing them in, having these conversations about how we can support them, but also, you know, playing the role of adults and making sure that we are aligning them with success as opposed to letting them decide how we can support them. So it's like there's this involving them in the process. And again, this goes back to my organizing roots, where people who are closest to the problem should be involved in the solution. And when they're involved in the solution, they're more likely to work hard to make sure that they're successful.
Your thoughts on that, Ward?
You know, I agree completely with the alderman. And, you know, there was a time when the park district, before it became so privatized, was more engaged with programming for youth and really had more activities and programs along the lakefront. And we really want to encourage that to come back. We've seen a lot of cuts at the Park District over time. And I think engaging our youth and our children and even our adults in programming at places like The Point would be so instrumental towards addressing some of the issues that we've seen in our cities across the nation, but especially in Chicago in the last few weeks.
We'll leave it there. That was Preservation Chicago Executive Director Ward Miller and Fifth Ward Alderman-elect Desmond Yancey. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of Reset was produced by Michael Liptrot, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Linnea Dominic. Catch every episode of Reset Monday through Saturday by subscribing to our podcast. That's all for this episode. We'll talk to you this afternoon.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.